Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 5, verse 2. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. James obviously knows the story his stepbrother told the Lord Jesus himself when he talked about, in Matthew, when he talked about that we are to lay up treasures in heaven where moth and rust does not corrupt, where thieves do not break in and steal. Of course, Jesus' understanding of laying up treasures in heaven is taking our money and placing that money in the hands of the poor. That's exactly how we make deposits. We feed the hungry, we clothe the naked, we care for those without a home. And so when James is talking in chapter 5 of his letter and explaining to the rich that they need to weep and to howl because their miseries are coming upon them, he's talking about the fact that when we store up money for ourselves, for the aggrandizement of ourselves, for our own luxury, and we turn a deaf ear to the poor, when we turn a deaf ear to men and women in need, and it's very easy today to find somebody in need not very far away from you, unless, of course, you're not paying attention and your ears are plugged and you can't see. It's very easy to find someone who is in need. And so helping someone, just yesterday, again, Melody and I were able to give food and some other items to someone who is in need. I mean, it's just so simple to do. All you have to do is ask, do you have enough? Are you able to take care of? And then you might ask them, if they travel on public transportation, do they have enough money for the bus fare or for the train fare? You can just ask. You can go anywhere. But we like to buy the more expensive thing. And we like to buy more of the more expensive thing. And we do that, and when we do that because we want the luxury. Now, God is not upset when you buy quality. God is not upset when you take care of yourself. God is upset when you are selfish. And that's exactly what's happening here. I know people who are very rich, who literally take all the sugars off the table at the restaurant when they go there. That's how they got rich. They buy one meal. Or if they buy two, they bring Ziploc bags with them and they put the rest in and take it home. They'll empty the salt shaker. They'll empty the sugar container. They'll empty the napkin dispenser. They'll put them in their purse. They'll put them in a bag. And so these people have got the exact opposite. They are takers. And James is trying to explain, and he will continue this understanding, that real faith is generous. Real faith does not hoard. Real faith reaches out. All of this is true of genuine faith. And you need to go no further than your old neighborhood. Love your neighbor as yourself. Literally. Next door, around the corner, and you'll find somebody in need. James chapter 5, verse 2.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.